Akron, and it's high in Toledo. There are 1,133 people hospitalized with COVID in Ohio, though not all are necessarily there for that reason. Here in Coushocta County, we remain in the red. The number is down 21 from a week ago. 99 deaths were reported over the last week. In the Sheriff's Office report, in accidents and complaints reported by the office yesterday, Chris Wilson of Warsaw struck deer on County Road 49 in Clark Township. Brian Moore of West Lafayette was traveling south on State Route 83 in Keene Township when he struck deer. Emily Graves of Coushocta reported a hit-skip accident in the 800 block of South 2nd Street. Deputies responded to the 700 block of South Vaughn Avenue on a report of a suspicious person. As a result, Rayanne Gray of Coushocta was arrested for disorderly conduct. Deputies issued a tall grass and weeds notice in the 400 block of North Street and another in the 300 block of North 12th. Deputies responded to a report of shoplifting in the 23,000 block of Airport Road. A West Lafayette man reported menacing in the 1600 block of South 2nd Street. Darla Terrell of Coushocta reported a vandalism in the 700 block of John Street. The retiring Chief of Justice of the Ohio Supreme Court, Republican Maureen O'Connor, has called for a new constitutional amendment to address political gerrymandering. O'Connor is leaving the bench at the end of the year because of age limits. She said yesterday that the current redistricting system isn't working, and it's led to voters casting ballots this fall based on unconstitutional maps. O'Connor called for a new amendment that would remove all partisan politics from the process. Republicans on the Redistricting Commission approved maps that Democrats on the state Supreme Court, plus O'Connor, declared unconstitutional 5 times. Some upset Republicans have called for O'Connor's impeachment. I'm Diane Coe, WTNS News. My soul.
What you want. You can't always just might find
you get what you need.
Oh, baby, yeah. Oh. I went down to the Chelsea drugstore to get your prescription filled. I was standing in line with Mr. Jimmy. A man, did he look pretty ill? We decided that we would have a soda. My favorite flavor, cherry red. I flung my phone to Mr. Jimmy. Yeah, and he said one word to me, and that was dead. I said to him, you can't always get what you want. It just might find you get what you need. Oh yeah. Woo!
What you want.
is 13 minutes after 9 o'clock on this Friday morning. And, yes, it is a Friday. The weekend is upon us. Good morning to you. It is time for the Communication Alliance program. And I'm your host, Mike Bechtel, here with you until 11 o'clock this morning. And we have guests for most of our program today. Got a little sliver of open phone lines right now until about 9:30 this morning. At 9:30, our guest will be Rob McMasters, director of the Coshocton County EMA and the spokesperson for the COVID-19 Unified Command here in Coshocton County. We're going to get our monthly COVID update, and we're going to talk about some preparedness issues as well, and about the weather. And at about 10:30 this morning, our guest will be a participant, one of the contestants in the Miss Ohio Scholarship Competition last summer, and representing Coshocton and Miss Northern Ohio, I believe that she was. She is from Coshocton. Madison Miller will be joining us via telephone. Looking forward to speaking with her about her experiences. And so it is Friday, and we've got about 10 minutes of open phone lines. So if you do want to talk about gardening or movies or music or the Guardians yesterday, they got beat. They got whomped yesterday. They sent out a rookie pitcher, and he got shellacked for 5 home runs, and lost a little ground on the White Sox. It's the Minnesota Twins tonight, so the Guardians can dust themselves off and get ready for the Twins. We have high school football tonight. Ridgewood is taking on Malvern, and Ridgewood, falling last week to West Branch, and looking to take on another pretty good team. Will be at home against Malvern tonight, and you can hear that game here on FM 99.3. And tomorrow, the Ohio State Buckeyes take on Toledo, and yes, it is a MAC team. And the Buckeyes are ranked number 3 in the country, and the Buckeyes are heavily favored. But early in the season, back for as long as I can remember, the MAC team, since they overlap geographically, Big Ten teams very often host a MAC team or two early in the season. And 9 times out of 10, it's the Big Ten that prevails. But every once in a while, the MAC team notches a big victory. Is Toledo going to beat Ohio State? Yeah, probably not, but they might give the Buckeyes more of a game than we're expecting. And it's a night game tomorrow. Kickoff here on FM 99.3, scheduled for 7 o'clock. We join the network at 5:30. And the Browns, fresh off their victory over the Carolina Panthers and Baker Mayfield, they will take on the New York Jets. And the Browns, I haven't looked at the line, but the Browns probably favored in that game. So we have some guests that will be joining us shortly. A little sliver of open phone lines. We'll be back right after this.
More hard-earned dollars pulled right out of your pocket. That's what taxing Tim Ryan and Joe Biden's recent tax increase will do to hardworking lower and middle-income Ohio families. Taxing Tim helped pass hundreds of billions in new taxes, including higher taxes on people making less than $10,000 a year. This tax isn't just on the wealthy. It's on middle and lower income people, too. Ryan also voted to hire 87,000 new IRS employees to dig even deeper in middle class pockets. $20 billion in higher taxes we pay for to hire IRS employees to hassle us. Ohioans already feel squeezed. We just can't afford taxing Tim Ryan and his latest tax grab. Reject taxing Tim Ryan. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
Hello, this is Blake. Do you like to save money? Would you like to know where the best deal in town is? Do you rent a house or apartment? Are you being treated fair? Call 622-9791, Coshocton's Rental Information Hotline. You will find a great deal and save lots of money every month. Call 622-9791, and I guarantee you will be treated fair. I will rent you a 2, three- or four-bedroom house or apartment for less money than anybody in Coshocton. Repairs? Glad you asked. We have three full-time experienced repairmen ready to fix you up. I will prove it that nobody will rent you a better house for less money than me. My name is Blake, and you have my word. Also, I will pay you $100 for your moving expense when you rent from me. Call 622-9791. Now, isn't that fair?
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
This is the meat man, Gary Collins from Collins Meat and Food Market. The prices have been reduced on Rip Burger deli loaves, breakfast loaves, spiced pork, and ham bologna. Prices are also reduced on skinless hot dogs, smoked kielbasa, and 5-pound boxes of hot dogs. Now is the time to take advantage of these lower prices. If you're looking for the most economical way to buy meat, try one of my 19 economy meat bundles ranging from $19.95 to $179.95. Tell us you heard this ad on the radio and get free freezer wrap on any one of my 19 economy meat bundles. To place your orders, call 622-4625 or stop by 993 Kenilworth Avenue. Come in and see us at Collins Meat and Food Market, where you can't beat our deli meat prices. Enjoy the weekend and remember, keep smiling.
Gary gladly accepts the Ohio Direction Card and delivers free within the city limits.
We all have 206 things in common. Our bones keep us up and moving. And we at Cleveland Clinic Union Hospital care about every single one of them. From fractures to a brand new hip, we provide world-class orthopedic care close to home. For every break, for every breakthrough, for every care in the world. Cleveland Clinic Union Hospital. Get the care you need when and where you need it. Visit unionhospital.org.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. During September, we are giving an additional $500 off your next vehicle to all our local heroes, doctors, nurses, EMTs, hospital staff, deputies, firefighters, and also active military and veterans. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
This Eye on Weather Forecast is brought to you by H&H Auto Body. It's your car, it's your choice. For 45 years, we have been providing the very best collision repairs in the area. H&H Auto Body, Otsego Avenue in Coshocton.
Mostly sunny today after patchy morning fog, highs around 80. For tonight, mainly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, partly cloudy with highs in the lower 80s. Currently, it is 61 degrees in Coshocton. It is 21 minutes after 9 o'clock. And let's take a quick phone call here. Hello, you're on the air.
Morning, Mike.
Morning.
Yeah, I was just reading a little bit from the Today Show. They're actually doing a movie about Whitney Houston.
That doesn't surprise me. She had a rather dramatic life.
Yep. Can you guess what movie that she starred in with Kevin Costner?
The Bodyguard.
Yeah, because it was like, and still is the best-selling soundtrack album still. It was one of the highest-selling albums.
It sold a lot of albums. I forget what songs came off of it, but there were a couple of hits that came off of that album. I Will Always Love You wasn't on that one, was it?
It was.
Or was it? Okay, yeah.
Yeah, guess who originally did that song, though, Mike?
Dolly Parton wrote it and performed it. Dolly Parton was already rich, but she got extra rich off of that song.
Yep, it's sad and tragic what happened to her.
It is, yeah. And sadly, there are too many similar stories across our country and in the world of music and entertainment.
Yep. Especially those who are sometimes with child actors.
Yeah.
There's some kind of a curse that happens when you take a child for some of these shows like Full House or Home Improvement.
Yeah, and there's some others as well. Let's see, Full House. There's different Strokes, and what else? There's one other that just came to mind. Danny Bonaducci from the Partridge Family. I forget what he did. He got himself into some, we'll say, some mischief, but he seems to have made a career since then. Let's see. Who else? There have been a lot of child stars that that their lives were rocky or had a tragic end after their start. I think part of it, I don't know if it's a curse, I think part of it is that having too much too soon in life and then feeling entitled after that.
Yep, but I wanted to make a mention about Whitney Houston, and I can't believe that they're actually doing a movie about it. I hope it's successful.
Yeah, it doesn't surprise me. She definitely, her life is dramatic. Have they chosen a title yet? Did they take one of her songs?
Yeah, it's called I Want to Dance with Somebody.
Okay. Thanks for that serenade, by the way. But, yeah, I'd be interested in it. Probably won't run out to a theater to see it, but I'd be interested. Do they have who's playing Whitney Houston?
I don't know. I haven't gone through it, but I know it comes out on the 21st of December.
Okay. Yep.
But I thought I might bring that up as a Good Friday topic.
Well, again, a Good Friday topic it is. Well, thank you for calling this morning. It is 9:24, and yeah, that's the first I heard of that Whitney Houston. A movie of her life and a lot of drama surrounding her rise to success and her relationships and her tragic death a few years back. It is at 9:25, and we'll be back in just a moment.
Muscle relaxers, painkillers, and other drugs may temporarily cover up your pain, but they don't remove the cause. This allows your problems to worsen over time, resulting in degeneration of the bones, joints, muscles, and internal organs, all at the expense of your health. This is Dr. Gerald Arndt. Chiropractic finds and treats the cause of your problems by removing nervous system pressure and irritation. This allows all organs, glands, muscles, and systems of your body to work properly, which may reduce or even eliminate your need for medications. Don't just cover up your problems. Remove the cause with chiropractic. For questions or appointments, call Arndt Chiropractic at 740-622-4659.
Bex recognizes this week's player with hearts, Maura K. Joyacy, for her commitment and passion on the field and within the farming community.
It's a really busy schedule because this is my last year, my senior year, and my main focus is cross country and track because I'm trying to make it a state.
Joyacy plays two sports in the fall, soccer and cross country, and she's also president of the FFA.
We go to this place called La Terza, and we roast and brew coffee there, and it's coffee from all over the world. So I mostly like to go there to brew coffee for my country.
Agriculture is something she grew up with in her native Rwanda.
Agriculture is a big part of my childhood. I grew up surrounded by small farms that were started by my family. So agriculture, like when I'm involved in agriculture at school, it's like a replay of my childhood.
At Bex, we are and will remain farmers at heart.
Do you want to put a face with that resume? It's not too often you get to hand an employer your resume in person these days. Come take advantage of this opportunity Thursday, September 22nd from 11 to 3 at the Lake Park Pavilion at our Ohio Means Jobs Employment Expo. Employers are there to try to employ you.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Covington Square, located on Browns Lane, is a carefree community for active seniors. At Covington Square, the utilities, all maintenance, and for added security, a 24-hour emergency alert system is provided as part of the very affordable monthly rent. And there's no long-term commitment. Located by Bueller's, is convenient to shopping, the restaurant, and a pharmacy. Contact the Covington Square Rental Office at 623-4603 or visit us online at covingtonsquareapartments.com for more information.
September is Library Card Sign-Up Month. With a library card, you can discover new and exciting worlds. From taking virtual classes, to borrowing audiobooks, to streaming movies, there is so much you can access with a library card, all for free.
Visit the Coshocton Public Library or West Lafayette branch to sign up for a library card, or visit CoshoctonLibrary.org to sign up for an e-card today.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
Talking Football on WTNS with Steve Corries and Casey Claxon.
Welcome to Talking Football here on WTNS. I'm Casey Claxon, back again with Steve Corries. Talking Football is brought to you each and every week by Coshocton Regional Medical Center, your local healthcare team supporting local athletics. Coshocton Regional Medical Center at 1460 Orange Street in Coshocton provides full-service care, including a 24/7 emergency department, an inpatient medical surgical unit, and an intensive care unit to keep you and your family in the game. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most. Coos, it's hard to believe, but we are almost halfway through the season with it being week five.
Yeah, halfway through, and, you know, big games this weekend. And first we'll talk a little bit about River. You've got a good win last week against Philo, 20-15, played really well, moved the football, and they look to be really on a roll as they head into their ball game here on Friday night with Meadowbrook.
Yeah, that's definitely a game that Riverview can win, and they can go 3-2 if they play well Friday.
Really, and I think they're looking forward to this. I think they've got a lot of confidence. Talking to Coach Lasecki, he feels good about where they're at right now. And, you know, I look for the Bears to put it together and get their third win come Friday night.
The Coshocton Redskins had another tough one this past Friday against John Glenn, but they're hoping to get on the winning track on Friday, but it's going to be a tough task as they travel to Morgan.
Yeah, Morgan, nice football team. They're 3-1. The Redskins right now trying to figure out things offensively. They've had trouble putting points on the board. Defensively last week played really well. They created four turnovers. Once they got those turnovers, just weren't able to put points on the board. They'll try to do a little bit better job when they go to Morgan.
And our featured game coming up on Friday night has the Ridgewood Generals back at home. And first time, long time, Ridgewood's going to play a team that has a better record than what they have going in.
That's a good point. Malvern comes in with a record of 4-0 on the season, and Ridgewood obviously 3-1. But Ridgewood's lone loss to a really good West Branch team, Division III school out of Northeast Ohio. And, you know, I know they're going to be looking to bounce back. Malvern has a good record, but I'm not quite so sure they can hang with the Generals.
So join us on Friday night for our pregame show starting at 6:35, the kickoff and play-by-play with Coos and Chris Wallace. That'll start at 7 o'clock. We'll have the game on FM 99.3 WTNS. Listen on our website, mywtnsradio.com, and we will once again stream the game live on our YouTube channel and the WTNS website. Again, that address, mywtnsradio.com. This is Talking Football, brought to you by Coshocton Regional Medical Center, your local healthcare team supporting local athletics. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Talking Football is a production of WTNS Sports and Claxon Communications.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
This Ion Weather Report is brought to you by Carol Goff and Associates Real Estate. The housing inventory in our local market is extremely low. It is a great time to consider listing your property with a local professional. Let one of the agents at Carol Goff & Associates help you with that process. From pricing, to marketing, to putting up the sold sign. Stop by their office at 404 North 2nd Street in Coshocton or call them anytime at 622-7653.
Mostly sunny today with highs around 80. For tonight, mainly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. And tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, partly cloudy with highs in the lower 80s. Currently, it is 61 degrees in Coshocton. And we have with us for the next little while, Rob McMasters. He is the director of the Coshocton County EMA and also a spokesperson for the Coshocton County COVID-19 Unified Command, and he is going to wear both of those hats on our program this morning. Good morning, Rob.
Good morning, Mike.
And, Rob, this is National Preparedness Month, and even before COVID, we talked about that every year, so we're going to talk about preparedness and safety and a little weather and code red, et cetera. But how about our COVID update? COVID is still out there. The last I saw on Columbus Columbus Media, Coshocton is still colored red. Is that correct?
Yeah, as far as I know, that is still correct.
What does that mean?
That just means right now we have a higher transmission rate due to the variants still continuing to spread, you know, through the county and several other counties within the state of Ohio.
Do the number of cases or severity of the cases, in your estimation, are they reported? Or a better way of asking this is, are they how has the numbers or the way that they are reported changed over the last few months?
You know, and I would say more than the last few months, they really the way those numbers have been reported to local health departments has changed dramatically since the availability of the at-home rapid COVID tests. You know, and that was, you know, that was one of the things that we knew about. And when I say we, it's all of us in our Unified Command, all of us that have been at the, you know, forefront of this. We knew once that availability was there, we knew that there were an untold number of cases that we were not going to be aware of because they weren't going to be reported. And you know, and if we think about the millions of those tests that have been distributed across the country, you know, it's you can't even try to put a number on how many of those are unreported cases when those do come back as a positive.
Is there any reporting process in place or a mechanism in place if somebody does test positive on a home test? Is there some database somewhere, or is there a method or a suggested way of reporting, or do we even need to worry about that?
There is. Those tests actually come with instructions on what to do with that test, how to take the test. You know, this isn't anything you have to study for. You know, the actual procedures, and then it actually many of them actually come with a QR code or a website link to go to report your results. And then those numbers then make it to the local health departments. But if you just take the test and don't follow the full instructions for whatever reason, we're not able to capture that data.
How accurate have the home tests proven to be, and are there different kinds of tests with different levels of accuracy?
They've been fairly accurate. I don't know that there are different brands or different types of those rapid tests that are more accurate than others. But my understanding from those that have been reported, those rapid tests has been fairly accurate.
Is there a shelf life on them? Are they good for X number of months or years?
You know what, Mike? I haven't even checked the ones I have at home. I actually did order the ones that everybody could get, sent to them by U.S. mail. I didn't even check those. I'm just like everything else. Everything has anything that is to be consumed, if you will, has an expiration date. Even your bottled water has an expiration date on it, so I'm sure those have an expiration date. But it's probably a fairly long, long ways out.
Is it likely that they have an expiration date printed on them then, or we can just simply check ourselves?
Yes.
Now, the numbers that you are about to share for COVID in and around Coshocton County, the other numbers, are these hard, fast reported numbers, or is there a reporting method now that includes estimations for those that might not be reported?
These are actually reported numbers from actual test cases. There are not any assumptions or guesses put into these numbers. These are the actual test result numbers that have been reported to local health departments and the Ohio Department of Health.
Okay, well, can you go ahead and share those numbers and then put them into perspective of how they compare with the height of the pandemic?
Sure. Our confirmed numbers as of today are 7,004, probable 2,349, for a total of 9,353. Deaths, we're at 165. Presumed recovered, excuse me, is at 8,898. Our current case number is at 290. And then, you know, looking back, I'm going to go back in history a little bit here. On September 16th of 2020, you know, the first year that we were experiencing all this, we had a total of 234 cases and only 9 deaths. Then, you know, we'll go ahead and go to September 16th of just last year, and that number took a considerable jump to 3,628 cases and 71 deaths. And then, like I said, you know, today we're at 9,353 cases and 165 deaths. So, you know, we've seen, you know, if we were to put this into percentages, you know, several times over, our caseload has increased, even, you know, even from just last year to this year. That's, you know, over, you know, just under double the cases we had this time last year.
Just under.
Yeah.
So, I want to make sure I understand that correctly. That seems to imply that it's really not getting much better.
No, because the cases are still out there, and it's the variants. It is still spreading. That's why our health departments are still running vaccine clinics to get the boosters out there so that we can protect as many people as possible. I know the World Health Organization, you know, has made the statement that, you know, we are seeing light at the end of the tunnel. And we may be, but we've got to keep up the fight because the cases are still out there. Now, when we do look at the numbers from last year, to now, as far as, you know, right now we only have 290, you know, cases as of right now, that are active. Of that cumulative 9,353 we've had since this began, in 2020. So when we look at that, you know, that 290 is a small percentage of that over 9,000.
Now, forgive me, can you review those hospitalization numbers once again? How many people have been hospitalized recently here locally because of COVID?
The way the state reporting goes now, it's online. I do not have the current, as of today, hospital numbers for Coshocton Regional Medical Center. At one point, they actually did have the hospitalization numbers on the state's website, and I'm bringing that back up right now. You go to Coshocton County, I knew that number was a little high. Right now, cumulative number, it's shown us at 499 currently. And then, like I said, that's the cumulative number.
Okay.
And when I look at these hospitalization numbers, which are really kind of interesting to look at, is looking at them by age. 0 to 19 make up a large percentage. The 80-plus is actually the smallest number on the case count. But then when we look at the hospitalizations, it's 87. 70 to 79 is 126. 60 to 69 years old, 127. 50 to 59 years old is 63. So when we look at the case count, you know, the 80 plus is the lowest number at 447. But then the hospitalization, 87 of those 447 have been hospitalized. But as we go to the younger years that have the higher case counts, those are the lowest numbers for the hospitalizations.
And I focus on the hospitalizations because of the, as we mentioned, the advent of the many, if not most of us have COVID tests at home, and that might cut down on the reporting. But if symptoms get severe enough that require the intervention of medical professionals, hospitalizations, you're going to need that whether you've reported or tested at home or not.
No, and you're absolutely right. And then we have to take into account, you know, the vaccine is not that impenetrable shield around you that says you won't get it. I've recently saw comments on social media people saying, you know, they've had every booster, you know, they've had the initial dose, and then they've had the one or two boosters, and they still got it. Even that's not an impenetrable shield. That's going to, you know, reduce, you know, the hope is that's going to reduce the symptoms you have, keep you out of the hospital, keep you from being intubated and on that ventilator, and ultimately keep you from dying from it. It's not an impenetrable shield. It doesn't make you Superman, but it's going to give you that protection to make the symptoms, you know, less severe for you and prevent those more extreme interventions that have had to take place for many, many folks, you know, throughout this time frame.
Many, if not most of the guidelines, the rules, if you will, both from government agencies and you know, private stores, individual, most of those guidelines or requirements for masks and social distancing, et cetera, have been either eased or removed. Where does that fit into the equation of? Well, where does that fit into the whole equation?
Yeah. So when we're let's say we have a large indoor event that has absolutely no restrictions to it, you know, the onus is up to each individual person to decide whether or not to attend that indoor event that has no restrictions, to decide whether or not to wear a mask while in you know, at that event. And that's where, you know, it all goes back to. It goes back to each person on them being able to make what they feel is the best decision for themselves and their family on what they do. But at the same time, these large indoor events, these mass gatherings, do increase the likelihood that we're going to see a spread of cases, because when you do have those large groups of people that are coming from, you know, every which direction, you know, we don't know what their status is. You know, there could still be people going to these events that just, you know, don't, I don't want to say they feel sick, but they just don't feel right that day, but they want to go to this event. And then they find out the next day they go home and take their COVID test, and they find out they actually had COVID. Well, how many people did they just expose at that event? So, you know, we have to take that into account. When we're making those decisions, you know, we got to maintain that hygiene, wear that mask, and groups of unknown people, social distance as much as possible. You know, and what's really interesting, I see this on a lot of different sports interviews and news interviews. You're still seeing folks taking that 6-foot social distance, doing interviews, in an effort to protect one another from potentially making, you know, each other, one or the other, sick. So when we reduce those, you know, we put the onus on the people, and we have to make these decisions to protect ourselves, protect our fellow citizens. You know, look at the bigger picture here. Look at the greater good. You know, still isn't a time to be selfish and only think about yourself. You have to think about everyone else as well. You have to kind of, you know, live, you know, and that time you have to be selfless. And do what you can to protect others, because you don't know whether or not, if you're just not feeling right that day, you don't know what's, you know, if it's a cold, if it's COVID or what it is when you go to that big event.
Do you have any information on, beyond the state of Ohio, are there hot spots? Are there flare ups to the point in other parts of the country or the world that we had at the height of COVID? Are there other parts of the world that are still dealing with it to the extent we did 2 years ago? Do you have any information on that? Anything you can share with us?
I haven't seen anything within the U.S. and our states on anybody that's having any, anything that's really, you know, triggering, you know, the spotlight, if you will, to be put on them. Same with other countries. I haven't seen anything as of late that is saying that any country is having a surge in cases that is stressing our healthcare system or anything like that. Like, you know, like what not too long ago, what we saw in Italy. There's nothing out there like that. I think everybody's just kind of, on the same plateau right now. Everybody's still fighting it. Nobody's, really triggering that spotlight to be put on them. They haven't reached that level, which is a good thing. That's where the World Health Organization can say there's light at the end of the tunnel, because we're not seeing these extreme numbers coming out of anywhere right now. We're making progress in this fight, and we just have to keep marching on.
Let's take care of some business and hear from our sponsors, and we'll come back, talk a little bit more about COVID, and then move on to National Preparedness Month. Our guest is Rob McMasters, the director of the Coshocton County EMA and local spokesperson for the Coshocton County COVID-19 Unified Command. We'll be back right after these words.
That resume. It's not too often you get to hand an employer your resume in person these days. Come take advantage of this opportunity Thursday, September 22nd from 11 to 3 at the Lake Park Pavilion at our Ohio Means Jobs Employment Expo. Employers are there to try to employ you.
Choose a Genesis primary care provider as your go-to medical partner to manage your health needs. When you do, you'll have the benefit of MyChart, the secure electronic medical record system from Epic, the leading health information software company. Genesis Primary Care has offices conveniently located in Muskingum, Perry, and Coshocton counties. To find a Genesis primary care provider who is accepting new patients, make one call, 740-455-7500, and we'll help you find the right provider in the right location for you.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
More hard-earned dollars pulled right out of your pocket. That's what taxing Tim Ryan and Joe Biden's recent tax increase will do to hardworking lower and middle-income Ohio families. Taxing Tim helped pass hundreds of billions in new taxes, including higher taxes on people making less than $10,000 a year. This tax isn't just on the wealthy. It's on middle and lower income people, too. Ryan also voted to hire 87,000 new IRS employees to dig even deeper in middle class pockets. $20 billion in higher taxes we pay for to hire IRS employees to hassle us. Ohioans already feel squeezed. We just can't afford taxing Tim Ryan and his latest tax grab. Reject taxing Tim Ryan. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
At Dean's Jewelry, we believe jewelry tells a story.
Whether it's the epic novel of a family heirloom passed down through generations,
or a romantic tale of the six-month dateversary necklace he bought you last week,
every story deserves to be told. And when you're ready to add a chapter to yours, commemorate the moment with a beautiful piece of jewelry from Dean's.
You won't find any plot twists here, just upfront pricing and full disclosure on everything we do.
Continue your story at Dean's Jewelry, Coshocton and Mount Vernon.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. September is Hero Appreciation Month. All first responders will get an additional $500 off their next vehicle. Doctors, nurses, EMTs, firefighters, deputies, active military, and veterans. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford. As for me, Adam Peters.
Have you been thinking about an upgrade to your kitchen or bathroom? Well, you don't want to miss this sale. The Designer Stone Company in Port Washington is having a remnant sale the entire month of September. Bring your drawings along with measurements and choose your remnant for $25 a square foot. You can get the brand new look you've been waiting for. Follow the Designer Stone Company on Facebook for additional details.
Mostly sunny today with highs around 80 for tonight. Mainly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. And for tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, partly cloudy with highs in the lower 80s. Currently it is 62 degrees in Coshocton, and we are back once again with Rob McMasters and the spokesperson for the COVID-19 Unified Command here in Coshocton County. And Rob, what is the status of the availability of the latest booster shots? Can you tell us about it, all about the boosters that are available?
So both the county and city health departments are running vaccine clinics. The city health department is actually running those on Wednesdays. And they've got them on their Facebook page. You can see it on there. They've got one planned for the 21st and another one planned for the 28th. The county health department is holding vaccine clinics Tuesdays from 8:30 to 11:30, and then Wednesdays and Thursdays from 8:30 to 11:30 and 1:30 to 3:30. You can either walk in or make an appointment by calling 740-622-2611. Right now they're serving ages 6 months and older. You must be 12 years or older for the new bivalent booster. And those are here in the Coshocton County Services Building. Once you come in the front door, it's the second door on the left.
Okay. And this booster, for those that had Moderna and Pfizer, is that right?
Yes.
And what about those that had the Johnson & Johnson vaccine? Is there anything available for them, or will the Moderna or Pfizer, can they get those as well?
On that new booster, the FDA has authorized the formulations for Moderna and the Pfizer. They have not for the Johnson & Johnson, so I'm not aware of any where they stand on that at this time.
What else can you share with us about the current COVID situation here in Coshocton County, Rob?
You know, we're still fighting that fight, and we've got to keep it up, and that's why our health departments are still actively holding these vaccine clinics. If you're still looking at getting the booster, you know, go to either the city or the county health department, get the booster. I actually just got my new booster. I just got it this week. And especially look at those boosters if you're planning on doing any travel, long distance travel, not the little road trips that we've been used to over the last couple of years because everything's been restricted. But if you're doing any long distance travel, really consider getting that booster to protect yourself and protect others around you. And as always, continue to wash your hands. That's the big thing. And I was actually talking with Tammy Smith from the health department just the other day about this. I said, that's one of the biggest things we can do to prevent illness is simply just washing your hands. And especially if you're going in and out of doors at stores with carts, using the hand sanitizer. I can honestly say, since this all began, I've probably used more hand sanitizer in the last 2 years than I've probably used in all my life. Those simple things are the easiest, best ways to protect ourselves.
Well, and this would be a better question for the hospital or somebody in the midst of the medical profession. But with the increased use of hand sanitizer and the increased use of masks and more awareness of social distancing and just awareness of those procedures in general, has there been any studies, measures, observations about how that's impacted the spread of other communicable diseases, even something as simple as a cold?
Well, I did talk about this, I think it might have been last year. Can't remember, Mike. We've been almost done these too many times now. When we were looking at flu numbers, on the last flu number case reporting, flu numbers were down. Those were the numbers that were collected during the time which all of the restrictions were in place, the masks were required, the social distancing requirements, all that, and they were down to a lower level than it had probably been in 20 years. And so you have to take, it's the simple math of, okay, those restrictions were in place, so that's, obviously those policies, procedures, and steps do work to prevent those normal communicable illnesses that we see on a year-to-year basis.
We're talking with Rob McMasters, and we'll take a break and hear from the Associated Press. And when we come back, we will talk about National Preparedness Month and being prepared for disasters and winter weather, etc. We have more to come.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Only Best Heating and Air can give you authentic Lennox quality and service for your home's heating and cooling needs. They're the people you know and trust right in our community. With regular maintenance from Best Heating and Air, you can keep your air perfect year-round and keep your home's heating and cooling system running at peak performance. Think Best Heating and Air to keep your system running perfectly season after season. Call Best Heating and Air at 740-545-9400 or visit them at bestheatingandac.com to schedule an appointment today. Dealer license number 30482.
Coshocton Regional Medical Center is committed to prioritizing the safety of our patients. That promise of better care is reflected in our achievement of a Leapfrog Hospital Safety Grade A for safety excellence and a top 10% ranking for patient safety in the nation from Health Grades 2 years in a row. We strive to be the gold standard of care and have demonstrated that pledge to every patient with our commitment to patient safety. Coshocton Regional Medical Center, where care matters most.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. During September, we are giving an additional $500 off your next vehicle to all our local heroes: doctors, nurses, EMTs, hospital staff, deputies, firefighters, and also active military and veterans. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
Are you in the market for some new floor covering? Well, Fisher Decorating Center has just what you need with prices you can afford. Hi, it's Kenzie again. And no, my dad has not changed the name to Kenzie's Carpets yet. But he has got some great deals on carpet, vinyl, and laminate flooring. Not to mention his huge selection of remnants that are always priced to move. So stop in today. That's Fisher Decorating Center, helping you make your house a home since 1946.
Mostly sunny today with highs around 80. For tonight, mainly clear. Patchy fog after midnight. Lows in the upper 50s. Tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, then partly cloudy. Highs in the lower 80s. Currently it is 62 degrees in Coshocton. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. We have more to come with Rob McMasters. Right now, let's get our national and international news now from the Associated Press.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley. They are digging up the bodies now from a mass burial site in Ukraine. There are signs that some were tortured, their hands tied behind their backs, ropes around their necks, says a prosecutor. The AP's Karen Shamas.
The grave was discovered close to Izium in the Kharkiv region. Russian forces left Izium a little more than a week ago, as Ukrainian troops successfully reclaimed swaths of territory in the region. Izium resident Yuri Kochatenko remembered the Russian invasion of his town. His wife was killed by a cluster bomb. We fell down. I wasn't hurt, but she was wounded in the heart. The shrapnel went straight through her. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Biden's letting Republicans have it, but they say they were only sending illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities and states. Republican governors sending migrants to Democratic areas. President Biden.
Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless.
The line of mourners waiting to pay their respects at Queen Elizabeth's coffin as she lies in state in London is 5 miles long. People at the back of the line will have to wait for 14 hours. Caroline Quilty is in that long line.
It feels like a really historic occasion. That's why I'm here. I think it's a moment in history. And if I didn't come and celebrate it and see it and be part of it, I think I would really regret it. So I'm really happy to be here.
Officials put a temporary hold on people joining the line this morning because it is so long. The just-appointed special master has until November to complete his work. Raymond Deary will review all the documents the FBI took from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Deary is a former chief federal judge in New York. This is AP News. A three-day strike is over, and thousands of nurses are back at work at Minnesota hospitals. The AP's Donna Warder has the latest on this.
The issues, wage increases and staffing and retention made worse by the pandemic. Some 15,000 nurses at seven healthcare systems in the Minneapolis and Duluth areas walked off the job Monday and returned to work on Thursday. They want a more than 30% wage increase over 3 years. Hospital leaders say that amount is unaffordable, and they're offering a wage increase of 10 to 12%. The Twin Cities Hospital Group says negotiators are expected to return to talk sometime next week. I'm Donna Warner.
In Turkey, five people have been found dead after a migrant boat sank in the Aegean Sea. The boat was carrying 20 people. 14 people were rescued. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
It's 3 minutes after 10 o'clock, 62 degrees currently in Coshocton, and time for hour number two of the Communication Alliance program. We have more to come with Rob McMasters, and at about 10:30 this morning, we will be speaking with Madison Miller. She participated in the Miss Ohio Scholarship event this summer, so we'll talk to Madison here in just a little bit. We are back once again with Rob McMasters, switching hats this time around as the EMA director. And Rob, what month is it? September? That's National Preparedness Month. You still there, Rob?
Yes, I am.
Oops, okay. Is it September? Is that National Preparedness Month?
Yes, every year September is set aside, if you will, as National Preparedness Month, and we take this opportunity help our citizens be prepared for anything that may happen at any time.
Is there a specific reason September was chosen, or did somebody throw a dart at a calendar?
I think this was decided long before I came into emergency management. September is typically when we start to see the season change, and that's part of the reason. And what's really interesting is September has been National Preparedness Month for some time. Even when we look at 9/11, we were still looking at that preparedness thing. And here we really look at this as an opportunity to help our citizens be prepared for anything that may happen. Because what I like to tell folks is if you see it on the news, it can happen here. And when we look at preparedness, the vast majority of citizens, aren't prepared for those types of events. There is a small percentage, and those are the folks that are in public safety. And hats off to our public safety personnel in Coshocton County. Over the last several months, we have been faced with some pretty significant events. We had the fire at the Grace United Methodist Church. We had an explosion at the ethanol plant. We just had a fire at the Cleveland Cliffs facility. These have been big events for Coshocton County, and our responders have done a phenomenal job, and our hats are off to them.
And all those things that you just mentioned, you can't really anticipate them ahead of time. As you put it, if you see it in the news, it can happen here. Now, earthquakes and mudslides, that's something we typically see more of in California than we do Ohio, but those things can happen here. However, the storms that we've had in the summer, winter weather, winter storms, those are things that are more likely to happen here than in Arizona.
And you're absolutely right. And the majority of the events that we deal with here through our office are weather related events, and this past June proved once again that these events can be pretty significant. And what's interesting about that is June 14th, we had the significant wind event. And looking back, we had the derecho in June of 2012. We had the flash flood in June of 2019. Now we have this significant windstorm in June of 2022. So it's not hard to really look at this and decide that June is our worst month for significant weather. Now we do need to be prepared for it at any time, because we can see we can even see wind events during the winter time, but typically we see those thunderstorm driven wind events and the warmer months, and they have been fairly significant. Back in June, on June 13th, going into the 14th, we had significant numbers of trees across Coshocton County that were damaged, that had fallen on houses, had fallen on buildings, across roadways, and caused significant power outages across the county. I know in the time that I've been in my house, that was one of the longer times we didn't have power. And what was really interesting is I bought a generator several years ago. It was actually after the ice storm in 2004, 2005, I bought a generator. And this past June was the longest I had ever ran that generator.
So with some things that we're more susceptible to than others, but you just never know. What are the suggestions, tips for just being ready, being prepared for emergency? The most of the things that we've talked about so far involve loss of power. What are the recommendations for a household? Well,
So when we're looking at these wind events and you're looking at the potential loss of power, if you're able, is to have that generator. And if you do have that generator, operating that generator safely. I can say that after that wind event in June, Troy and I, we drove around probably just about every bit of the county. And we were very happy to see, that generators were being operated safely. At the same time, I can say we saw a couple of occasions where the generators were not being operated safely, and they were actually inside people's garages. Do not run a generator in your garage, especially if it's connected to your house. That generator needs to be outside, properly ventilated, to prevent carbon monoxide poisoning and prevent fire hazards, too, because if you're running that generator for a long time, the exhaust and the motor, the engine of that generator is very hot and does pose a fire risk. So operating that generator safely is key. Another thing, and this is something we saw not just here in Coshocton County, we see it in every county, and this is with every event. If your power is out, you need to notify your electric provider, whether that's Frontier Power or AEP. Do not call 911 to report that your power is out. That needs to be reported to your electric provider. Our 911 center gets flooded with calls about power being out, and those need to go to your electric provider. Now, we know that there are those folks that have medical devices that rely on that electric power. You need to contact your electric provider once again and let them know what your situation is, what your medical situation is, and both of them have a priority list, if you will, that just lets them know that they have customers that have medical needs, medical necessities and requirements for electricity. So making sure that your electric provider is aware of those is key. And because when that power does go out, they'll know that you need to have your power back. But there is a caveat to this. When we see events as big as we did see back in June, it's very difficult for them to put a priority on individual houses when they have whole grids that are out. They're going to be focusing on getting that whole grid back up and running versus just one house on that whole grid, because it's almost impossible for them to do that when we do have those large scale events like we saw in June.
And it's worth noting that both Frontier Power and AEP Ohio, in the time of widespread power outages, as busy as they are, both of them are pretty diligent about keeping their websites updated and keeping the public informed as best they can. So the information, if you just have questions about whether or not your power is out or estimated restoration, more often than not, that information can be found online.
And you're absolutely right. And those same websites that everybody can access are the same websites that I access as the EMA director to keep track on where we are on our power outages. I know I believe it was Tuesday morning, there was a power outage on the West Lafayette area. I was using AEP Ohio's website to keep track of that power outage and the progress they were making. And many times, you know, I know with like with AEP Ohio, it'll have an estimated restoration time, and you need to take that estimation, in earnest, because you may get your power back on before then. I've seen many times where we've had these power outages and people post on social media, well, they say my power's not going to be back on until tomorrow. And then, like, 5 minutes later, you'll see that same person post, hey, my power just came back on. So they put an estimation on there, and that's based on worst-case scenario is where that estimation comes from. And when we're looking at this, when you see the crews out there working, don't ask them when your power's going to be back on. Let them work. And many times with these big events, power companies from outside the county, outside the state of Ohio, will actually come here to Little Coshocton to help AEP Ohio and or Frontier get the power back on. And I know back in June we actually had some folks that they were kind of staging over here at the fairgrounds, and I had an opportunity to actually stop over there and thank them for coming here to help out Little Coshocton County when they're coming here away from their families to help get our power back on. And I know some of our power company folks do the same when there are large scale disasters. They will leave here to go help others, and that, the work they do is amazing. Seeing those folks, they're not familiar with this area, but they're treating our citizens as if they're their own neighbors, and that's just awesome to see.
A couple of other tidbits about generators for those that are in a position to purchase and to have a generator. It's a tool that we hope that we never have to use. What if you go 3, 4, 5 years without needing to use your generator? Should it be tested every year, 6 months, certain period of time? Do you need to does the gasoline in it go bad? What about maintenance of those generators?
Most of the smaller generators are pretty easy to maintain. Now, what I do with mine is I'll pull it out of the garage. I don't have a schedule on when I pull it out of the garage. It's kind of when I see it and think, hey, I need to pull that out of the garage. I'll pull it out of the garage and I'll start it up and I'll let it run 15, 20, 30 minutes. And just to keep all the parts lubricated with the oil, keep the gas, the fuel going, and I use the product known as Stable. I use that in the gas because most times the generator is just sitting there in the garage. But when I do run, I do plug some stuff into it to put it under a load to make sure it's running fine. Now, I can tell you when I started it up in June, the first couple of days, it was using a lot of fuel because it had been a while since I had started it. But the longer I was using it, the better fuel consumption got. That was actually a fairly expensive week to keep that generator running. But just that regular maintenance and changing the oil per your manufacturer's your user manual, it'll actually outline all of the required maintenance steps that need to be taken and when those need to be taken.
Whether there are medical concerns in the household or not, what is the advice for, what are some of the things we should keep in mind in being prepared in the case of an extended power outage?
One of the big things is your food, your refrigerator, your freezer. If the electric is, keeping, when the power goes out, keeping the refrigerator door shut. If you have a deep freezer, keeping that door shut. And if you can, get power to that. If things get above 40 degrees, it's time to throw those items out because you're risking, illness, if you were to consume that food, and just keeping an eye on that. I know those of us that have kids, especially younger kids, it's kind of hard to keep them, from standing there at the refrigerator with the door open, trying to decide what they want to get out. But when the power's out, don't open those doors, and that will help prolong how long you can actually keep your food, especially in your freezers and your deep freezers. And folks that aren't on city water, folks that live out in the country, that's a consideration too. If you don't have running water, what are you doing for water if you're not leaving your house to go stay at a hotel or stay at a friend's house or a family member's house? What are you doing for water? That's another huge consideration to take.
Well, what other tips do you have, major tips for being prepared for an unknown emergency?
So, you know, having an emergency kit is one of the biggest things that we try to teach folks. And this doesn't have to be, you know, any huge elaborate, you know, kit that has everything under the sun in it. But you need to have non-perishable food in there, a gallon of water per person per day, and that's drinking water. You know, if you have another source of water that you can use to flush toilets, you know, use that, but you need to have a gallon of water per person per day for drinking. And water becomes a very valuable commodity when we see, especially in our coastal regions where we see the hurricanes, that clean drinking water becomes a valuable commodity. Medications, that's another huge thing. If you're on medications, making sure that you know where those medications are when the lights go out. And then if you have to leave your home, making sure to take those medications with you. Having a first aid kit and flashlights, battery-operated radios, and extra batteries. And then the one thing everybody depends on now is your cell phone. How are you going to charge that cell phone if your power is out? Are you going to charge it in your vehicle? Do you have rechargeable backup battery, you know, sources for your cell phone? Because we have become all too reliant on that cell phone. We need to make that, you know, keep that charged and available so that we can make emergency calls if necessary, or we can call friends or family and let them know, hey, I'm okay, you know, or hey, can you come get me? Because you know, it's day three without power. I need to get a shower. You know, those are the simple things. But the non-perishable food and water, and then we can't forget the pets. You know, and having your pet food, water for your pet. If your pet's on any medications, having that stuff readily available for when the lights go out.
What as far as preparedness goes, being ready in our households, again, water, we'll make sure that we have some foods. Don't waste the don't let the heat into your refrigerator or freezer in case of a power outage. Some of the tips. What about keeping ourselves informed or getting informed in the instance of an imminent emergency? Code Red.
So here locally in Coshocton County, we use the Code Red mass notification system. We've actually been using the Code Red system since 2004. So, you know, this isn't, you know, we're not going with a fly-by-night company. The folks at Code Red are great. Any issues we have, they respond very quickly. And I was just kind of running some numbers, looking at the storm that occurred June 13th, 14th. The automated weather alerts during that time frame of that storm and those, you know, those storms, because there's actually a couple of different cells, actually sent out 10,039 calls in Coshocton County. And, you know, that's all automated, hands off. We here in the EMA don't do any of those calls. But then when we do have those situations where it's not an automated weather event, like hazmat, a missing person, whatever it may be, we can actually use that system to manually call residents to say, hey, this is going on in your area. You need to take action, or you don't need to take action, whatever it may be. The automated weather warnings have been phenomenal because where that comes into play is you're getting the call if you're in the path of the storm. And something to think about is now with newer cell phones, everybody gets weather alerts. Those are coming through the wireless emergency alert system. And the way that system works is you're getting that alert based off of what cell phone tower your cell phone is getting a signal from. So if you're in an area of the county where you're actually getting your signal from a tower in another county, you may actually get the warnings for that other county and not for where you're at. And you know, if you travel and you're in another state and you get those alerts, that's how that system works. So you could in Coshocton County, you could very easily be getting warnings for somewhere else. And just an example of probably about the middle section of the state, back in June, there were folks that got a tornado warning where they were at, but the actual tornado warning wasn't even going to affect them. It was actually in the county to the north, but they were taking shelter. They complained that sirens weren't being set off. Well, the reason sirens weren't being set off was because that warning wasn't even for that county. And that's why we stress using code red, because you're going to get that call if your house is in the path of the storm. I know we get, when we have bigger storms that only affect a part of the county, you know, folks will ask us, hey, why didn't I get the call? And it's, well, because you weren't in the path of the storm. And when I say the path of the storm, the National Weather Service, when they issue the warnings, they use polygons. So when the Weather Service issues that warning, it goes through the Code Red server, computer server, and then out to those folks that are within that polygon. And you know, as the storms move, those polygons move right along with the storm. So you may eventually get that call, but there are have been many times where it just affects one part of the county. And something to keep in mind too, when we do have tornado warnings, typically tornado warnings are for just a one specific area of the county. But when we do get tornado warnings, the outdoor warning sirens are activated. All of the sirens are activated in the county, and that's in an effort just to alert everybody that there this potential exists. It does not mean that there is actually a tornado in your immediate area, but that outdoor warning siren activation is the mechanism for our way of telling you, hey, there's something going on. You need to go inside, check local media, check local weather, and see what's going on, and you determine whether or not you need to take action.
So what I am hearing between the between Code Red, the other weather alerts, I just got a new phone in January, and it did go off during that June storm and hasn't since. That and the outdoor warning sirens, Code Red is the most precise of the bunch. Is that fair?
That is a fair statement, and the really neat thing about Code Red, if you travel a lot, Code Red actually has a mobile app that where the system we use here in Coshocton County, it's tied to your address. If you download the app to your phone, it actually follows your phone. Wherever you're at with your phone, if you're in an area that uses Code Red, you'll get an alert through the app. I think that's pretty neat, and Code Red is used across the country in different areas, big cities, small cities. So I think that's really neat that, you know, you can still receive those Code Red calls that you're so used to and that you depend on here. You if you travel, you could potentially be getting those alerts elsewhere too. And then they even have weather alerts that you can receive too through that Code Red app.
Do you know if there's a way, for those that are on Code Red, is there a way to disable some of those other broader warnings that you might receive? And if so, do you recommend doing so?
So on the wireless emergency alerts, every phone's different on how you access those. You can disable the wireless emergency alerts for weather events on your phone. Now, what I can tell you, there is one thing that you can't disable, and that's the presidential alerts. And the reason that is in the event that we do have a big national event that everybody needs to be notified, there is that ability. But yeah, you can do that. Every phone is different. If you're wanting to do that, I would say go with your cell phone provider, and they'd be able to help you disable those weather warnings if you so wish. But if you're one that does travel, even in the state of Ohio, you probably want to keep that on, because then you'll get those alerts based on what cell phone tower you're on, so that you can always stay informed. That's the biggest, the step one of preparedness is being informed. If you disable that and you do travel and you don't get those alerts, then you're not taking that first vital step.
The flip side of that is if it goes off at 3 o'clock in the morning, two or three times, and it turns out that that we weren't in the path, there can be a tendency to become complacent.
Right, and where Code Red, that's where I really love Code Red, and where it really comes into play is at 3 o'clock in the morning. Because Mike, I'm going to bet you're like me. If the phone rings at 3 o'clock in the morning, it's usually not something good. And so, you know, it alerts you. It's that sudden wake up, but it alerts you that something's wrong. And you can decide then if you need to take action. Especially when we do look at tornado situations. If it's a tornado situation, you need to take fast action, or a flash flood, you need to take immediate action. So when that Code Red call comes at 3 o'clock in the morning, you're going to get it.
Rob, there are a couple of things I want to get to here concerning preparedness, but I want to make sure that we talk about everything that's on your notes today. What else would you like to share with us about National Preparedness Month?
I just want everybody to be prepared. You know, take that first step, being informed. So if you haven't signed up for Code Red, it's really easy to do. Go to CoshocantiCounty.net/EMA. That'll take you to our emergency management page. There's a Code Red tab there, and it'll walk you through. The registration is very easy. Best thing about Code Red is it's free, and your information is not sold to anybody. We all get enough scam calls, every day anyway. Your information is not sold. It is held very securely within OnSolve, the parent company of Code Red. They hold that information very tightly. Even I, as the local administrator, I cannot access the full database. That's how secure they keep that data. And just taking that first step and just being ready for anything. You know, we've learned over the last couple of years we need to be ready for anything. When we look at our local news, the fires and whatnot, we need to be ready for anything. And take that stance every day wherever you're at. Be ready for anything that may happen. When you go to an event, an indoor event, make sure you know where the exits are in case the fire alarm goes off. Knowing what your surroundings are, so if something happens, you know where you can go for help. You know where your family is, and you can help protect yourself and your family.
Something that we don't talk about as much today as we did in the 50s and 60s, but the threat certainly still is, and that is the threat of an air raid or a nuclear attack. Is that something that falls within the realm of what you do at the EMA?
It absolutely is. We have an emergency operations plan that is a living document. It kind of covers, how we as Coshocton County respond to just about anything under the sun. And when we talk about the outdoor warning sirens, that's what they are. Back several years ago, they were known as tornado sirens, but they're outdoor warning sirens for a couple of reasons. They're used to alert those that are outdoors that an emergency situation is occurring and you need to go inside and figure it out. That's the big thing. And they can be used for anything. We can set those off for, some of our fire departments still use those sirens for their fire siren. I believe Bakersville still sounds their siren at noon to signify it's lunchtime. So those outdoor warning sirens can be used for any emergency situation, including those types of events. And it's something we have to look at. And when we look at emergency management, that's how emergency management came to be, were those times during the Cold War. We started as civil defense, then we became disaster services, then emergency management. It's just kind of evolved as time has. So we're always looking at, like I said, what we do here every day is we look at what's going on in the local news, the state news, the national news, and the world news. And then we kind of look at, okay, does that have a possibility of happening here, and what would it look like when it does?
One more quick topic, and I've been a bit of a doomsayer on this one myself, and that is the threat of cyber attacks. We've seen cyber attacks on the United States from ne'er-do-wells from other countries that have cost a significant amount of inconvenience, to say the least. But my thoughts on it are the possibility of a more widespread cyber attack that the likes that we haven't seen yet is out there. Is that something that is discussed within the world of the EMA?
Yes, that is. Cybersecurity has been at the forefront of what we look at for last several years now. Cyber fraud is a multi-billion dollar business, if you will. Every day there are cyber attacks against municipalities, against private businesses. It is something that is taken very seriously. We here in Coshocton County, within our county IT systems, there are steps being taken to secure our networks so that it's less likely that we're going to be a victim of a cyber attack. I know one of our neighboring counties actually, experienced that a few years ago. That is something that we do take a serious look at. And when we talk about that, something I did want to mention is when we're looking at being prepared and like having an emergency kit, have cash. Don't depend on that ATM. Don't depend on that debit card. I see more and more people now that never don't have cash. They use Venmo and they use all these other, you know, online services to move money around, have cash. Because when those networks do have that cybersecurity attack, those networks may be down. I know here a couple weeks ago, I believe it was, there was the EBT system was down across the country. And that's just another, you know, and it had nothing to do with cyber attack, but the system was down. Networks can fail and you not have access to your money. So always make sure you have cash so that you can buy food, water, whatever you may need. Because if the power's out or the network's down, that plastic card you have is not going to do you any good when you need to buy that water.
Well, Rob, I want to thank you. We've run a little bit over here. We've got a guest waiting, but I want to thank you for the information, as always, not only about COVID, but National Preparedness Month. Anything else you'd like to share before we wrap up today?
As always, I just want everybody to stay safe. And help take care of one another when we do have these big incidents. Coshocton County has proved many, many times we do take care of our own, and I can't thank our citizens enough for that. And I just want everybody to be safe.
Rob, thanks as always.
Thank you.
That is Rob McMasters, director of the Coshocton County EMA, and we'll do it again next month.
Hey there, this is Chris from The Glass House. If you've never been to The Glass House, stop by and check us out. We have a knowledgeable and friendly staff ready to help. We have the area's largest selection of tattoo supplies, horror collectibles, and Delta 8 products. So stop by The Glass House today at 523 Main Street and pick up some good vibes.
Mostly sunny today with highs around 80 for tonight, mainly clear. Patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. And for tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 80s. Currently it is 62 in Coshocton.
More hard-earned dollars pulled right out of your pocket. That's what taxing Tim Ryan and Joe Biden's recent tax increase will do to hardworking lower and middle-income Ohio families. Taxing Tim helped pass hundreds of billions in new taxes, including higher taxes on people making less than $10,000 a year. This tax isn't just on the wealthy. It's on middle and lower income people, too. Ryan also voted to hire 87,000 new IRS employees to dig even deeper in middle class pockets. $20 billion in higher taxes we pay for to hire IRS employees to hassle us. Ohioans already feel squeezed. We just can't afford taxing Tim Ryan and his latest tax grab. Reject taxing Tim Ryan. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidate's committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
If we want to protect the way we live, we must advance the way we work. And if we want to see the big picture, we have to zoom in on the details. Taranis Crop Intelligence is changing the scouting game with full-service, leaf-level data already captured and analyzed on millions of acres, so crop advisors can have the insights from every inch of their customers' fields delivered directly to them anytime, anywhere. For more information on how you can take scouting off your plate and show your customers more opportunity for success, visit seethebigpicture.ag.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. September is Hero Appreciation Month. All first responders will get an additional $500 off their next vehicle. Doctors, nurses, EMTs, firefighters, deputies, active military, and veterans. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford. Ask for me, AJ Schreiber.
There are a lot of steps between conceiving, carrying, and cradling your baby. No matter what stage of motherhood you're in, our team at Cleveland Clinic Union Hospital will be there every step of the way. From managing high-risk pregnancies to delivery planning, we provide specialized care for you and your little one. For every care in the world, to learn more or schedule your care, visit unionhospital.org/motherhood.
Ashton's Aesthetics and Spa is excited to announce her new location at 303 South 4th Street in Coshocton. Ashton offers customized facials, permanent makeup services, lash extensions, dermaplaning, and a variety of wax services. To make an appointment, visit AshtonAesthetics.com or call 740-761-2949.
Mostly sunny today with highs around 80 degrees for tonight. Mainly clear, patchy fog after midnight with lows in the upper 50s. And for tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, partly cloudy with highs in the lower 80s. Currently it is 69 degrees in Coshocton on this Friday morning. And it is a pleasure to welcome to our studio Madison Miller, and she is the first runner-up in the Miss Ohio Scholarship Program, and the event was held in June earlier this summer. We're going to talk to Madison about her experiences. Madison, thanks for being here today.
Thank you so much for having me. It's nice to be back in Coshocton.
And so back in Coshocton, you grew up here?
Oh, absolutely. My family has been here for quite some time. It's where we set up our business. It's where I went to school, start to finish. So it's nice to be able to come back to my hometown to hang out here for the weekend.
Where do you call home today?
So home for right now is Lewis Center, Ohio. I work at Stanley Steamer in Dublin. And if you are hearing the Stanley Steamer jingle in your head, it means I'm doing my job very well. I work in the marketing department up there. So I always say this part of everyone's life, I think you move around quite a bit. So I'm enjoying my time up there while I'm there.
Yeah, Stanley Steamer jingle, I remember, goes way back. Stanley Steamer knows that carpet isn't clean if it hasn't been Stanley steamed.
Remember that? Oh, my goodness. I actually didn't know about that one. So you're enlightening me with more Stanley Steamer knowledge.
Goes way back. Okay. So now, how did you decide to get involved with the Miss Ohio Scholarship Program?
There were a lot of things leading up to that. I always say it was a God thing. I think that every part of our lives has something leading up to it, a reason for us to be doing it. And everything just lined up for it. I remember I was actually sitting at Legacy Lane's bowling alley in 2019. I looked at my family and I go, I think I want to be Miss Ohio. And they go, oh, sure, Madison, one more thing. Mm-hmm. Like, one more thing you're going to go off and do. And boy, I did it. And I started competing in local preliminaries, and it took me a little while to figure out my fit, and I made it to Miss Ohio the first time through that year. But now it is my third season in the program, and I could not be more thrilled to be with the Miss Ohio Scholarship Program.
You are Miss Northern Ohio?
I was Miss Northern Ohio this past June here, but I actually just recently won Miss North Coast 2023. So I'll be heading back to Miss Ohio again next June. I know we have a little bit of a lapse of time there, but I feel very fortunate to have already won this season, and I've gotten my ticket back to Miss Ohio.
So do you pick the title or the name that you would like to use? It's not Miss Coshocton County or Miss... and I noticed some of the others, maybe they do have a name of a community or a region. You pick that name yourself?
Man, I wish, because I'd be Miss Coshocton in a heartbeat, but different executive directors find a region or a place to be able to host their local, and typically they have a fun name. Like, my first title ever was Miss Maple City, and that was representing Norwalk, Ohio, which is a community much like Coshocton. But I'm able to travel all around the state to different local preliminary competitions to earn scholarship dollars, to meet new people, to network, and most importantly, vie for a new ticket back to Miss Ohio. But we did used to have a preliminary competition here in Coshocton called Miss Three Rivers. So I'm just throwing a shameless plug out there if anyone wants to bring that back, full support. But anyone can start up a local and start hosting women from all around the state to fulfill their dreams of being Miss Ohio.
What were your responsibilities as a contestant? What did you need to do?
A lot. The job of Miss Ohio has changed a lot through the years. Miss America has been running for, I believe, 102 years now, and the job description has changed, and I appreciate that. It's now more fluid. It matters the type of person you are, what kind of character you have, what are you passionate about. We all have a platform that we bring to the table, and for me, that's advocating for military veterans. But on top of bringing forth our best selves and what we care about, there's different phases of competition. So we have to bring a talent. We have a private interview where the judges have 10 minutes to ask us any question under the sun, whatever they're curious about. We have a red carpet portion, which we're able to show our true style. We have an onstage question, again, anything under the sun. And we have a pitch, which I like to say is like a TED Talk about what we care about.
Okay, and how much, when did you decide that you were going to do this, and how much time to prepare did you have?
I've been wanting to kind of dabble in stuff like this for a while. I Googled it for a long time, but I saw Miss Ohio 2018, Maddie Lynn Chrisman, who actually has ties in Coshocton. She was this beautiful redhead who cared so much about what she did, and I wanted to be like her. So I made it my mission to try to evolve myself to be the best woman, best person, and best leader that I could be. But preparation for me, it is a little bit unique, I like to say. I think some people like to go get their hair done or get their nails done, but I like to go out and volunteer as much as I absolutely can. I like to take care of myself, my mental well-being. I mean, we're putting ourselves out there on a public platform to be judged, and that can take a toll on people. So for me and taking care of myself, it's to go and be with my veterans, to give back to veterans, to connect the community to veterans. I mean, before Miss Ohio this last June, while some people had hair appointments to fulfill, I was on a red-eye flight to D.C. as an honor flight guardian, which shout out to John and Sprout, I know they're listening, but I had the most life-changing time being a guardian to those guys, and it was the most refreshing thing I could have done to go into Miss Ohio with.
And those that have done that all have similar stories about what a rewarding experience that is. So your message is keeping in touch and honoring those military veterans. What are some of the other things that you do to those means?
Yeah, so I am a big advocate for helping out and supporting as many veterans organizations as possible. And that's coming from someone who has their own nonprofit. I believe that we can't truly advocate for our veterans from all sides without making this a team effort. So I'm involved with Mission 22, Stop Soldier Suicide, Columbus Honor Flight. I try to find my way into every single, like, VFW, AMVETS, American Legion. These are all veterans organizations that give back to fellow veterans, that give back to the community, that give back to the kids. But one of my primary focuses is with my 501c3 that I founded called the Veteran Narrative. So we cultivate an empowering environment together to get the stories of our military veterans out to the world. We want to show them that we care about their experiences. We care about what they went through. And we want to make sure that we don't forget about what they went through. So we do this through a thank you campaign. I go into schools, we color thank you cards, we read a few stories about what a veteran is, and I ship them all over the state of Ohio. They go to veterans hospitals, they go to nursing homes, they go to veterans that I know and love. But right now, we actually have a yard sign fundraiser going on. So my goal is to decorate Coshocton as much as possible with a thank you veterans yard sign prior to Veterans Day. So we do quite a bit.
How do people get a hold of those signs?
Yeah, so if you look up Miss North Coast 2023 on Facebook, you will find me posting about it just about every day. But you can also go to the veterannarrative.networkforgood.com, and you can purchase them there as well.
Have we seen a few of those signs around our community?
Not yet. This is the first year. I'm hoping to make this an annual endeavor and making sure that we're able to provide ways and easy, accessible ways for the community to give back. And I know from coming back from Honor Flight, seeing veterans having such a strong response to seeing thank you signs lined on the way in Columbus International Airport. Imagine that same response when they're driving down the road to work, when they're driving to go see family, when they're probably going to Earl's to get the last bit of ice cream before the season, and seeing ways of appreciation from our community.
You've taken part in Honor Flight. You founded your 501c3. You mentioned the organizations that you've been involved in. What kind of feedback have you received that maybe give you some indication or feedback as to the impact that you've made already as far as recognizing veterans?
There's been a lot of experiences that I feel absolutely grateful for. But I think even just understanding that the simplest gestures can mean the most. I mean, being the funeral home owner's daughter here in Coshocton, I've always had interactions with our honor guard. And when we used to have these veteran appreciation dinners, and we still do, I made it a point when I was like 11 years old to handwrite as many thank you cards as possible to be placemats. And it wasn't until over 10 years later that one of those honor guard veterans came back up to my dad's office with the laminated placemat that I had made for him. And he said it was his favorite gift. So for me, knowing that all it really takes is that slight show of appreciation on a piece of paper and some Sharpie, that goes a long way. So I try to implement that into as much as I do and be intentional about it with every veteran that I have the opportunity to meet.
Would you share a little bit more about your experiences with Honor Flight? And I've talked to several others that have done that before that have similar stories, but that did you get to know the men that was it one on one or were you working with how did it go?
So it kind of depends on the situation with how many veterans you get paired with. I had the absolute honor of being the guardian for two veterans, John and Sprout, a Army and Navy guy. They've been best friends, and I had to go deliver.
They knew each other.
Yes. Oh, okay. They knew each other. Man, those two guys kept me on my toes the entire time. But I had gotten a chance to meet them prior to the flight when we delivered their shirts. So we all had matching polo shirts to go to D.C. with. So we sat down and talked for a few hours, just getting to know each other. Because, I mean, we're going to be spending a long day together and a long emotional day together. We're visiting all of the memorials in D.C. from different conflicts, different wars, different branches. So for those who don't know, Coshocton Honor Flight, or not Coshocton Honor Flight, Columbus Honor Flight, it allows veterans an opportunity to take a free red-eye trip to D.C., and we come back that night, and there's this amazing welcome home. But John and Sprout, we took our adventure down to D.C., and seeing just their interaction with kids, having kids coming up to say thank you to them, seeing them interact with each other, seeing them uplift and support other veterans, like, it gets me emotional talking about it, but their hearts for each other, and it's just something that is so inspiring to me. I mean, even to this day, I'm still getting texts that they're going out to different fundraisers, different events. Like today, they're heading to a POW and MIA vigil because it's Remembrance Day for those two groups. And they're constantly giving back. And it's something that I admire about the veteran community and specifically the hearts of John and Sprout. But I like to say that I was a guardian for them for that day, but they've really taken me in like family, and we're going to be friends for the rest of our lifetimes.
Had either of these men been to Washington to see all of the memorials before?
They had a few times. They're big motorcycle guys, so they would find opportunities to go down on different rides through D.C. to escort a few things. I believe one of them had said that they helped to escort the wall. Both had serving during the Vietnam era. They have close ties with other veterans who had done the same thing. So,
do they have the opportunity, everybody that's on the honor flight, are there some moments where the group comes together and they can share stories and enjoy each other's company? How does the day unfold?
It's pretty much all day. Like, kid you not, the second we get on that flight, I mean, you are going nonstop. We have a tight itinerary to get around everywhere. So when we are not on the flight, we're on a bus. If we're not on the bus, we're walking through memorials. So we have a chance to be able to group up with other groups of guardians with their veterans if they knew each other, or we make friends on the bus. I mean, we are traveling together in a tight-knit group all day. So they're sharing stories. You hear the banter back and forth between branches, which, personally, that's one of my favorite parts. I think that's so funny. I love seeing them have that type of camaraderie, even if they hadn't known each other. But it's most importantly seeing the support at the memorials. I think you can say a lot with a look and a lot of the comfort just with that facial expression. Even if there's silence, there's support there. And that's something that I found so special about the flight.
We're talking with Madison Miller from Coshocton and first runner-up for the Miss Ohio Scholarship Program. Take a break. Be back with Madison once again right after these words. For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
More hard-earned dollars pulled right out of your pocket. That's what taxing Tim Ryan and Joe Biden's recent tax increase will do to hard-working lower and middle-income Ohio families. Taxing Tim helped pass hundreds of billions in new taxes, including higher taxes on people making less than $10,000 a year. This tax isn't just on the wealthy. It's on middle and lower-income people, too. Ryan also voted to hire 87,000 new IRS employees to dig even deeper in middle-class pockets. $20 billion in higher taxes we pay for to hire IRS employees to hassle us. Ohioans already feel squeezed. We just can't afford taxing Tim Ryan and his latest tax grab. Reject taxing Tim Ryan. Senate Leadership Fund paid for and is responsible for the content of this advertising. Not authorized by any candidate or candidates committee. www.senateleadershipfund.org.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the B-Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call B-Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
The weather is brought to you by Stewart Interiors, your interior design center. For craftsmanship and quality in your next interior design project, choose Stewart Interiors. See Stewart Interiors at 520 Main Street in Coshocton, right in front of Sprint Print.
For today, mostly sunny skies, highs around 80. For tonight, mainly clear, patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. And tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 80s. And currently in Coshocton, it is 71 degrees. We are back one more time with Madison Miller, Miss Ohio Scholarship Program first runner-up. So that's pretty good. How many contestants were there?
There were over 20. And it's still such a surreal feeling to have been up there holding now Miss Ohio's hand when we were hearing the announcements.
And we've talked about your cause and your involvement with veterans. You needed to bring a talent to the table, and,
yes.
And you were a competitor, a winner in the junior competition of the Montgomery Piano Competition.
Yes, so I was.
Do you still play the piano?
I absolutely do, and I utilize those valuable skills to this day. So I performed classical piano at the Miss Ohio Scholarship Program. It was a piece I had heard on a classical playlist I was on while I was studying, and I took it to my professor at the time at Ohio Wesleyan, and I played it for him, and I said, you know, Dr. Chu, I'm going to play this at Miss Ohio. And he goes, are you sure?
Yeah.
like I believe in
one.
You,
okay.
But are you sure? And man, I practiced every single day and found as many opportunities to go play. So I was playing in music schools. I played at Windsorwood Nursing Home here, my favorite place to play, some of my favorite people to play for. I played at our funeral home. I did just about everything to prepare for that moment. But hearing my name called as the highest scoring talent of my preliminary night, unreal. But the coolest part is that Miss Ohio this year, Elizabeth Anise, who was my roommate for the week, she also won talent as a classical pianist for her night. So we got announced together, and we had this moment on stage where we're just sitting there holding hands, looking out at the audience, being the two classical pianists, like, just a wow moment. One of my favorite moments of the week.
Now, you clearly are a very good speaker. You communicate
Oh, thank you.
Well. You have the cause with the veterans. Or you're talented and all that.
Thank
with
you.
With Miss Ohio. How much in any type of competition like this? How much does your physical appearance, what you look like, enter into it? Is that part of the competition?
It does not matter one bit. So it used to. And we used to have a swimsuit portion to show physical fitness and physical physique, but Miss America started to evolve away from that. It's not about how you look, it's how you do the job. Miss Ohio Week, any sort of local competition, it is all about a job, and it's the job of Miss Ohio. Even as a local title holder, I mean, the amount of hours that goes into this and the amount of late nights that I have staying up, working on my nonprofit, it takes up as much as a full-time job. So as we phase that out, they've started to realize, and this was a question I was asked in my interview, if this was important. And I believe that the way that my physical appearance looks, the way that I would look in a swimsuit, does not dictate how well I can do the job of Miss Ohio and Miss America. So it is all about how you speak, how much you care, your talent. It's a full package, but physical appearance does not matter.
Do you have plans to enter pageants or to continue this path from here on out? And if so, if not, how will you take the experiences that you've already had and draw from them going forward?
I think when my time is done in the Miss America organization, whenever God tells me that this is it, that I will probably be done. However, I would love to come back and start a local. I mean, just at Miss Ohio this June, with the scholarships that I won and the awards I'd gotten, I left with $6,000 in scholarships. So I'm able to apply that to my student loans, and I do have quite a bit of them, as most students do now. And I'm hoping to continue in this organization to continue to chip away at that. So when my time is done in the Miss America organization, I think it'll be done completely as a candidate. However, I would love to come back as a director.
What else would you like to share with us about your experiences or maybe some of the other folks that you have been involved with through the process?
Yeah, I just wanted to first thank the community for all the support. I mean, when I was asking for snacks for Honor Flight, the amount of outpouring support for financial donations allowed my veterans to have anything they wanted in D.C., and we have enough now to continue to do that if I have the chance to go back as a guardian. But now I just encourage everybody listening to take time, not just on Veterans Day, but every day, to be saying thank you and giving back to our community veterans. Whether that's by purchasing a yard sign through my nonprofit or just shaking a veteran's hand in Walmart, you can make a difference very easily by having an intention to give back to the veterans around us.
You did mention that there was another local young woman that you wanted to acknowledge.
Yes, Aliyah. So my Miss North Coast came with a teen title. And Miss North Coast Outstanding Teen this year was also taken by a Coshocktonian, Aliyah Williamson. And she is this year's Canal Queen, who will be outgoing here soon. So I encourage everybody to come out and support the Canal Days crew. But she's going to be standing by my side as we both go to compete. So Miss North Coast may have been Brunswick, but it was a clean sweep by Coshocton girls.
Very good. Madison, it has been a pleasure. We'll have to do this again sometime, and I appreciate you being with us today.
Sounds great. Thanks for having
that
me.
That is Madison Miller, the first runner-up of the Miss Ohio Scholarship Program. this last summer. It is at 10:56. I'll be back one more time right after these words.
Get the local weather forecast by calling the Jeff Drennan Ford Weather Service 24 hours a day at 622-0194. During September, we are giving an additional $500 off your next vehicle to all our local heroes, doctors, nurses, EMTs, hospital staff, deputies, firefighters, and also active military and veterans. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford, South 2nd Street in Coshocton.
Crino's Pizza in the Downtowner Plaza has new lunch specials they are excited to announce. Their new half-sub special includes half of a sub, a fountain drink, and a bag of Conn's potato chips, all for only $6.99. Other lunch specials include $1 off any cauliflower crust pizza or $2 off a side salad when added to a pizza at regular price. These lunch specials are available at Crino's Pizza from 10:30 a.m. to 2 p.m. Order yours today at crinospizzaco.com or call 740-295-9611.
Hi, Bob here from Plus One Pizza asking, when was the last time you had a really great pizza? Our new pizza is better than ever. Order one tonight online or call 622-9300. At Plus One Pizza, you'll love it, we guarantee it, or your money back. It's that good.
September is Library Card Sign Up Month. With a library card, you can discover new and exciting worlds. From taking virtual classes, to borrowing audiobooks, to streaming movies, there is so much you can access with a library card, all for free. Visit the Coshocton Public Library or West Lafayette branch to sign up for a library card, or visit CoshoctonLibrary.org to sign up for an e-card today.
The Coshocton Public Library System. Explore a world of possibilities.
The weather is brought to you by Stewart Interiors, your interior design center. For craftsmanship and quality in your next interior design project, choose Stewart Interiors. See Stewart Interiors at 520 Main Street in Coshocton, right in front of Sprint Print.
Mostly sunny today with highs around 80 for tonight, mainly clear. Patchy fog after midnight, lows in the upper 50s. And for tomorrow, patchy fog in the morning, partly cloudy with high temperatures in the lower 80s. For tomorrow night, mainly clear with lows in the lower 60s. And Sunday, mostly sunny with highs in the lower 80s. Mainly clear Sunday night, then mostly cloudy with scattered showers after midnight. Sunday night, lows in the lower 60s. Chance of rain is 40%. And for Monday, mostly cloudy in the morning, then becoming a partly sunny, scattered showers and scattered thunderstorms in the afternoon, highs in the upper 70s. And Tuesday, partly cloudy, highs in the lower 80s. Currently, it is 71 degrees in Coshocton. That wraps up today's Communication Lines program. Thank you for calling, and thank you for listening. And hope you have a fantastic weekend. We want to thank Rob McMasters, director of the Coshocton County EMA, and the spokesperson for Coshocton County COVID-19 Unified Command with a COVID update and an update on National Preparedness Month. And thanks once again to Madison Miller from Coshocton, the Miss Ohio Scholarship Program first runner-up this summer. It was a pleasure speaking with all of those folks. This is WTNS-FM, Coshocton, Ohio. It is 11 o'clock. Here's the news from the AP.
This is AP News. I'm Rita Foley.
They are digging up the bodies now from a mass burial site in Ukraine. There are signs that some were tortured, their hands tied behind their backs, ropes around their necks, says a prosecutor. The AP's Karen Shamas.
The grave was discovered close to Izium in the Kharkiv region. Russian forces left Izium a little more than a week ago as Ukrainian troops successfully reclaimed swaths of territory in the region. Izium resident Yuri Kohatenko remembered the Russian invasion of his town. His wife was killed by a cluster bomb. We fell down. I wasn't hurt, but she was wounded in the heart. The shrapnel went straight through her. I'm Karen Chamas.
President Biden's letting Republicans have it, but they say they were only sending illegal immigrants to sanctuary cities and states. Republican governors sending migrants to Democratic areas. President Biden.
Instead of working with us on solutions, Republicans are playing politics with human beings, using them as props. What they're doing is simply wrong. It's un-American. It's reckless.
The line of mourners waiting to pay their respects at Queen Elizabeth's coffin as she lies in state in London is 5 miles long. People at the back of the line will have to wait for 14 hours. Caroline Quilty is in that long line.
It feels like a really historic occasion. That's why I'm here. I think it's a moment in history. And if I didn't come and celebrate it and see it and be part of it, I think I would really regret it. So I'm really happy to be here.
Officials put a temporary hold on people joining the line this morning because it is so long. The just-appointed special master has until November to complete his work. Raymond Deary will review all the documents the FBI took from former President Trump's Mar-a-Lago estate. Deary is a former chief federal judge in New York. This is AP News. A three-day strike is over, and thousands of nurses are back at work at Minnesota hospitals. The AP's Donna Warder has the latest on this.
The issues, wage increases and staffing and retention made worse by the pandemic. Some 15,000 nurses at seven healthcare systems in the Minneapolis and Duluth areas walked off the job Monday and returned to work on Thursday. They want a more than 30% wage increase over 3 years. Hospital leaders say that amount is unaffordable, and they're offering a wage increase of 10 to 12%. The Twin Cities Hospital Group says negotiators are expected to return to talks sometime next week. I'm Donna Warder.
In Turkey, five people have been found dead after a migrant boat sank in the Aegean Sea. The boat was carrying 20 people. 14 people were rescued. I'm Rita Foley, AP News.
Day after day, I'm more confused. Yet I look for the light through the pouring rain. You know that's a game that I hate to lose. And I'm feeling the strain. Ain't it a shame? Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Rock and roll and drift away. Beginning to think that I'm wasting time. I don't understand the things I do. Outside looks so unkind. I'm counting on you to carry me through. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Yeah, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. When my mind is free, you know a melody can move me. When I'm feeling blue, the guitar's coming through to soothe me. Thanks for the joy that you've given me. I want you to know I believe in your song. Rhythm and rhyme and harmony. You've helped me along, making me strong. Oh, give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, oh, oh. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get lost in your rock and roll and drift away. Oh, hey, hey, yeah. Give me the beat, boys, and free my soul. I wanna get rock and roll and drift away. Now, won't you take me
And that was Dobie Gray right here on WTNS 99.3 FM with Drift Away. It is 6 minutes after 11. Beautiful day out. 70 degrees in downtown Coshocton. I'm Ellen Hardesty, and coming up after this break, we'll hear from John Cicada. I'm free.
For winning lottery numbers any time of day, call 622-CALL for the Be Dry Lottery Line. If your foundation walls are bowed or cracked, call Be Dry today for a free estimate with no obligation.
Choose a Genesis primary care provider as your go-to medical partner to manage your health needs. When you do, you'll have the benefit of MyChart, the secure electronic medical record system from Epic, the leading health information software company. Genesis Primary Care has offices conveniently located in Muskingum, Perry, and Coshocton counties. To find a Genesis primary care provider who is accepting new patients, make one call, 740-455-7500, and we'll help you find the right provider in the right location for you.
At Papa John's Pizza, get a large specialty pizza for just $15, carry out or delivery. To order, call 740-623-8483 or order online at pjz.com. And remember, Papa John's new location, 439 Cambridge Road.
Call the Jeff Drennan Ford Sports Service at 623-9867. September is Hero Appreciation Month. All first responders will get an additional $500 off their next vehicle. Doctors, nurses, EMTs, firefighters, deputies, active military, and veterans. Only at Jeff Drennan Ford. As for me, Adam Peters.
Do you see what I see? A rainbow shining over us in the middle of a hopeless storm. Oh, sometimes I'm blinded by my feelings, and I can see beyond my troubled mind, afraid of what I'll find. The story of our lives, but there's tomorrow. 'Cause I'm free, and things are only as important as I want them to be. We'll have a breath of sunshine, but don't rain. Cause though I may not have the answers, at least I know what I'm looking for. So I can do without the sorrow. There's a day after tomorrow, so I'm leaving.